From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Two new Obama administration appointees today, President Barack Obama at an event at the White House unveiling details of what is basically a second-term shuffle of his cabinet. The president's chosen housing chief Sean Donovan to run the Office of Management and Budget and also replaced Donovan in his old job at HUD.
Today I am nominating Sean to be the next director of the Office of Management and Budget. And to take his place at HUD, I am nominating another all-star who's done a fantastic job in San Antonio over the past 5 years, Mayor Julian Castro.
In appointing Julian Castro, the president said his experience as mayor of San Antonio will be important at HUD. Castro is also being seen as a possible Democratic vice presidential nominee in 2016. Secretary of State John Kerry is agreeing to testify on Benghazi, just not on the same day. The House Government Oversight Committee had demanded he be appearing in a subpoena. NPR's Michelle Kellman reports on a new date, June 12th.
Kerry's office has had a heated exchange with the House Government Oversight Committee, which first called on him to testify on a day that he planned to be out of town, visiting Mexico. When the committee issued a second subpoena for the secretary to testify on May 29th, Kerry responded in a letter that he once again has prior commitments, but he offered dates in June, one of which the committee accepted. Kerry's staff is making clear that if he does testify there, he doesn't see the need to appear before the newly created Special Select Committee, which is also looking into the 2012 attack in Benghazi that killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other Americans. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
25-term Congressman John Conyers, a Detroit Democrat, has had his name put back on the August primary ballot in Michigan by a federal judge. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
Earlier this month, the Wayne County clerk ruled that problems with Conyers' petition gatherers forced her to rule invalid the majority of the signatures on his nominating petitions, leaving him far short of the 1,000 needed to get on the ballot. An appeal to Michigan's Secretary of State confirmed the clerk's ruling, but on Friday, a federal judge issued an emergency injunction and said Conyers should be back on the ballot. The issue in the case is state law requiring signature gatherers to be registered voters. An appeal by the state is now possible. A similar law in Ohio was struck down 6 years ago. Conyers is 85 years old. If he wins re-election, he would be the longest-serving member of the U.S. Congress. Don Gagne, NPR News.
World Trade Organization has ruled that so-called anti-dumping duties imposed by China in regards to American-made cars and sport utility vehicles are a violation of international trade rules. Washington filed a complaint in 2012 accusing Beijing of improperly imposing the rules on duties to the value of more than $3 billion. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 63 points. The Nasdaq rose 31 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. State Department says it's now suspended $3.5 million in military aid to Thailand. That's after a military coup there. According to a spokesman, the U.S. government is still reviewing another $7 million in direct U.S. assistance to the country. Thailand's military announced that it has taken control of the country, the 12th successful coup there since 1932. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the takeover by the military, which took place after months of disruption, saying there's no justification for it. U.S. men's soccer head coach Jurgen Klinsmann says he admires the way star player Landon Donovan took the news that Donovan was being left off the World Cup roster. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Klinsmann spoke today about the controversial decision.
Jurgen Klinsmann says Landon Donovan was very professional when he got the news Thursday. But according to the head coach, Donovan didn't understand why he was left off the final 23-man roster heading to Brazil next month. Speaking to reporters, Klinsmann didn't offer a detailed explanation, but he did say this.
This moment now we feel like the other players a tiny little bit ahead of him.
Donovan is 32, and observers say he's lost speed and acceleration on the field. But soccer insiders also say Donovan and Klinsmann have had a difficult relationship at times, and the decision may have to do with that as well. Donovan and the six others who were cut are on standby, meaning they could get called up if someone gets injured. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
If you live in North America and want the best view of tonight's expected meteor shower, look to the north. Between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning, that's the word from astronomers who say the Earth is expected to travel through a fresh stream of comet dust that could bring as many as 200 meteors per hour during the peak period. If the weather cooperates, officials say the remnants of the recently discovered comet should be visible. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.